drills down, they didn't have a put any valuables out there at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then for your outhouse in those days, they had come along at midnight and clean it out for you twice a week. That cost you a dollar a month then.
You mean there'd be people in
for your outhouse, yeah.
In the city who do?
You call them scavenger wagons.
Call them what?
Scavenger wagons.
Scavenger wagons?
Yeah. So they'd come out, colored men, they'd come back 2 o'clock in the morning. You hear them banging, they had a trap swing on the lid on the back, and then pop that up and scoop it up and drive. So that's why I say that the indoor toilet is a great blessing, as sure was.
Yeah, well, to me an outhouse is sort of a novelty, you know.
It's a novelty, all right. Like I tell my friend, the little outhouse on the prairie, it's the same thing you have. I've got one down at the farm now that I had built some 10 years ago in the wife's place.
Mm-hmm.
And had to give it up, and somebody got in there a short time ago and take my TV and all. I had everything gone. I cleaned it out. I don't know who did it.
Mm. Is there any difference between the kitchen you'd use in the summer and the kitchen you'd use in the winter? Would
well, in those days, it was, you just burn up cooking, that was all, in the hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
And kept warm by the winter. But you had the big windows and wide doors to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had fly paper to take care of the flies, you know. Sticky stuff we put out and fly swatters they didn't have then, they had fly paper.
Mm-hmm. But did people always do their cooking in the house, or did they sometimes do it outside the house?
Very little outside cooking.
In another room, it was always in the...
Because you had too many flies, too many bugs, and dogs and animals in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they had some bad people then, the same as they do now. I don't take...
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you call the little room where you kept your canned goods and dishes and things like that? Sort of a storeroom.
Pantry.
Okay.
P-A-N-T-R-Y, pantry.
Yeah, would you ever call that a safe?
No. They have a safe like that. I think about a bank, keep your money in. I have a safe like that, see?
Yeah, but...
They call that a safe.
What about...
Well, you kept your dishes and your canned goods, you call it pantry.
What about the term pie safe?
A what?
Pie safe?
Yeah, that's the same thing as that. Open screened, you know.
Okay.
Or they have some of them have built like a square and use a screen put over that,
mm-hmm.
fly screen, and sit it down and keep flies out.
Mm-hmm.
And keep cool.
Mm-hmm. And that would be for pies?
Yeah, pies, and it's cool off, and then they put them somewhere, and they had, those days they had ice boxes, see,
mm-hmm.
that the ice would run, I'd say 10 cents a hundred, some 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call old worthless furniture and other things that weren't good anymore?
Antiques. Yeah.
They say if they weren't worth anything, if they weren't worth anything,
junk,
but
yeah.
just be thrown away, you call them junk? Okay. What would you call a room of the house if you had one that you kept stuff like that in?
Storeroom.
You just call it a storeroom?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That could be an attic. Everybody don't have an attic they can get up to, but some build a storeroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what would your mother do every morning after breakfast? What all would she do?
Start in washing clothes, clean the house,